MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The world is watching to see if President Trump brings America into Israel's war with Iran. Multiple sources tell ABC News that the president has been given and is considering a range of options by his national security team, including using U.S. military assets to strike Iranian nuclear facilities. Consequences could ripple across the area and make American troops targets. Israel wants bunker-busting bombs that only the U.S. has. ABC's Ian Pinnell on the damage so far.
ABC News verifying at least 20 Israeli strikes inside Iran since Friday, including two on nuclear facilities.
The UN nuclear watchdog just now confirming damage at two sites.
The Gaza Health Ministry says seven more people were killed trying to get food after 51 died yesterday when Israeli forces opened fire on Gazans. Hurricane Eric has just formed the Mexico's Pacific coast, eyeing Acapulco, fifth named storm in a busy season. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison's hazmat team was dispatched to a building near Camp Randall, their second deployment in just 2 days. And Alda Regina Vitiver told WKOW the two incidents are related. Monday, the State Department of Justice, police, firefighters, and hazmat crews were on the west side responding to some sort of scene there. And then yesterday, they were on Spooner Street near Van Nuys Avenue. The State Journal reports the address authorities were at corresponds with a man who was charged with first-degree homicide and stalking. Officials reiterated that the public is not in danger. And the state Supreme Court has struck a blow to the Republican-led legislature, saying lawmakers cannot hold up the attorney general from finalizing settlements in lawsuits. This partially undoes a 2018 lame duck law requiring the Department of Justice get approval from the legislature's budget committee before settling. The state Supreme Court has a liberal majority, but Tuesday's opinion was unanimous and written by Brian Hagedorn, one of the court's conservative justices. The decision comes as Call announced Wisconsin and other attorneys general plan to move forward with a $7.4 billion settlement with opioid maker Purdue Pharma. The suit accuses Purdue of aggressively marketing painkillers and fueling the opioid crisis.
There has been devastating loss of life as a result of this epidemic. One of the things that we have known throughout this process is that in seeking accountability from companies like Purdue, while we will be able to get a measure of accountability, we're never going to be able to get the kind of recovery that I believe matches the scale of the harm done.
Under that agreement, Wisconsin would get about $80 million and about half of that in the first 3 years. That's on top of the more than $780 million already awarded to Wisconsin and local governments from earlier opioid-related settlements. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers take on the Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, making his second career start for Milwaukee. The Brewers won for 10 last night with runners in scoring position on the way to a 5-3 loss to the Cubs. Pat Murphy.
You look at the box scores tonight. If you look at 15 box scores, there's going to be six teams that are something like that. You got to hit with guys in scoring position, and we didn't.
The Cubs now with a 6.5 game lead over Milwaukee in the NL Central. Hockey, the Florida Panthers skating past the Edmonton Oilers 5-1 to win the Stanley Cup for a second year in a row, 4-2. NFL, the Packers' new president and CEO says there's no immediate plans to renew the contracts of Matt LaFleur or GM Brian Gutekunst. I asked Ed Policy what will be his focus as he takes over.
Keep the Packers in Green Bay. The big things there will be continuing to maintain and evolve Lambeau Field so that it remains not just iconic but also state-of-the-art.
That's the new Packers president, Ed Policy, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a high in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then some clearing late, a low close to 60. Partly sunny, warmer, little muggy on Thursday, highs mid-80s.
It's 69 degrees right now.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The John and Gordy Show.
Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike, you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah. Right?
The announcer calls them the Nanners.
They have all kinds of antics.
They have,
I mean, it's
they have
great.
Bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base.
Or
the
in the field.
The players are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah, they do.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Who wins in war? Billionaires do. We discuss one such billionaire's efforts to buy Wisconsin elections and the lawsuit to stop them with Jeff Mandel and Scott Thompson of Law Forward.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
The president has been live truthing his diplomacy attempts in real time. He wrote, I have not reached out to Iran for peace talks in any way, shape, or form. This is just more highly fabricated fake news. If they want to talk, they know how to reach me. That's right. If Iran wants to reach, all they have to do is give them a $400 million plane, and he will talk to them all they want.
It is 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Stephanie Miller with Chris and Bella with a Z.
Hello. Hey.
And that was Jimmy Kimmel being funny as per usual. We don't know what Donald is going to do in Iran at this moment.
No idea. Mm-mm. More chaos.
I just don't get it. Fox News might be influencing him. Tulsi Gabbard certainly isn't.
No, he's mad at Tulsi.
She's in a lot of trouble with him because she has said basically in the past to all who voted for Trump because of his anti-war rhetoric, it's time to realize he lied to you. Yes, Tulsi. For once, I agree with Tulsi Gabbard. On Air Force One Monday, Caitlin, Caitlin Collins asked Donald about Iran's nuclear capabilities, mm-hmm. and he contradicted Gabbard's prior testimony, where she basically said they don't have the capability of a weapon right now. They're years away. And he's like, no, they're... So I don't know. We don't know.
No.
That's the problem.
No. And that's what sucks.
I mean, if he had kept the agreement going, we would have more information because we would be allowed to go in there and look around.
Mm-hmm.
But because he tore it up because he's stupid and jealous of Obama, he decided to, he literally said to Caitlin Collins, I don't care what she said, I think they were very close to having one. Mm-hmm. She told the IC continues to assess that Iran is not building a nuclear weapon and the Supreme Leader has not authorized the nuclear weapons program that he suspended in 2003. So is she right? I mean, she just testified to that.
I don't know. His director of intelligence is contradicting him. So who knows what's going on?
I mean, I don't want to go to war with Iran. I think unlike Lindsey Graham, who has been itching for it forever, I still don't understand why. I don't get it. And are people still fleeing? Do you know if they're still fleeing Tehran?
I think so. I think I saw more footage this morning.
It's just ridiculous. Donald's shifting attitude towards this conflict. It seems as if he's listening to Fox News, your Sean Hannity's et al.
Because
he keeps going back and forth. No, we're not going to do it. Yes, we are going to do it. We're going to stay out of it. We might drop a 30,000-pound bomb, several 30,000-pound bombs. There are airplanes being refueled. There's fueling airplanes in Europe right now that would help get bombers over to that part of the planet. Donald is seriously considering sending American aircraft in to help refuel Israeli combat jets and to try to take out Iran's deep underground. Excuse my voice. Excuse me. Deep underground nuclear site at Fordo with the 30,000-pound bombs. It would mark a stunning turnabout from his opposition only 2 months ago. His quickly evolving stance on Israel striking Iran. One of the cornerstones to his campaign has been avoiding conflicts abroad with diplomacy.
Right.
Which is why
he was going to be the peace president.
Yeah, that's what my friend said. He's going to stop all war.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can stop wars between two people that are fighting amongst themselves. But I don't see how it's not easy. And every time we get involved in the Middle East, it doesn't really turn out that well.
No, it doesn't. Unless we try to broker peace, you know, a couple
right,
of times.
That's different.
Right.
That's different, like with President Carter.
Right.
And Clinton, absolutely.
Had some success there as well.
Yes, he did. You're absolutely right. It's just when we try to do other things that people like Lindsey Graham and others want to do, that's when things turn bad.
Well, I read something this morning that he's also listening to Laura Loomer again on this. And he's getting so much advice from Laura Loomer, of all people. Yeah. She's a crazy far right conspiracy theorist who's itching to go to war, and he's listening to her.
What?
like he's listening to her more than he's listening to his director.
To people
of national
that should know what's going on,
right.
Versus a
exactly
blogger weirdo with really
who
bad
has,
lips,
and she has no. I mean, yes, I mean,
I'm sorry, it's just too easy.
She looks awful, but she also has. She doesn't have standing in the administration.
Right.
Know, she's not an official advisor. She doesn't work in the White House. She doesn't work in Congress. She doesn't work anywhere except for on her podcast.
Right. Do you think they're doing it?
I don't know that. But.
Wow, I sounded like a 12-year-old just then.
Do you think they like each other?
Do you think like each other?
But also, all the work she's done makes her look a lot older than she is.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like Caroline Leavitt.
Yeah.
Like, she was very pretty before she got all her work done, and now she's a hard 27.
Yeah, a real hard, real hard 27.
Yeah, it's like Stephen Miller's like 30-something.
I don't think he's had any work done, though.
He needs work. Lots of it.
Yeah.
Therapy and otherwise, but he's young, lot younger than I am, and he looks old.
He does.
It's just evil ages you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. We'll talk to Malcolm obviously about this because he is much more informed on these sorts of things than little old me. But I do like this.
What?
This was fun. Donald blames Pete Hegseth for the parade turnout.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
I love this. This brings me joy. Michael Wolff, the biographer, basically, he told the Daily Beast that Donald wanted a menacing show force to celebrate the Army's 250th anniversary and his 79th birthday, but he got a festive parade instead. It didn't look that festive either.
No, it didn't look festive. It looked boring.
Yeah, he's a... pissed off at the soldiers. He's accusing them of hamming it up. Not the video I saw.
No.
And by that, he seems to mean that they were having a good time, that they were waving, that they were enjoying themselves and showing a convivial face.
Well, that's what you do in a parade.
That's a parade.
We don't do military, Soviet-style military parades here.
No.
It doesn't seem normal to just goose step along in a parade. A parade is a joyous occasion. You wave to the people watching you.
Yes.
And if it's celebrating the military as well, like, don't they have a right to enjoy themselves
Absolutely.
If it's about them?
Yeah. During the parade, social media was flooded with images of empty reviewing bleachers and videos of sloppy and out of sync marching by the soldiers, which is, I think, that was their big finger to him. Stephen Chung has responded to the above link report with his usual claims of Trump derangement syndrome and peanut-sized rotted brains.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but we all saw that.
Right.
We saw the clips. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
Poor Charlie Pierce was there the whole time.
I can't imagine.
Oh, he's the real trooper.
Yeah. No kidding. It's hilarious that maybe Pete will finally be fired over that.
He should have been fired over other things.
Yeah,
and apparently more National Guard are going to Georgia, Florida, and Texas now.
Oh, my God.
Certainly Florida and Texas. I might be wrong on Georgia, but I think that's what I read. Which I know Texas and Georgia and Florida are going to welcome that for sure because of their governors.
Yeah.
I just, you know, we're... Do we know what turned out, how the arguments were yesterday for Newsom's lawsuit?
They had a hearing.
Right.
They didn't make a decision yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, because I didn't see anything on the news this morning either.
No.
and as we noted yesterday, Mike Lindell did lose his lawsuit, but he claims he won.
Right. Mm.
Because...
He has to pay a lot of money that he doesn't have, that he obviously doesn't have.
But he says he won because he didn't have to pay the $67 million, but only $2.3
million. $2.3 million, which is money he doesn't have.
Right. He was interviewed by Steve Bannon, and he said, "We're the first ones that went all the way to a jury trial, and we won." No, you didn't, pillow man. Yeah. It was unanimous all the way. Every single thing that they, when they brought up my pillow, 100% victory. No.
No.
Now the media is coming out and saying, well, you owe all this, Mike Lindell, you owe all of this. Well, that's what appeals are for. Well, true, you can appeal if you can afford it.
Right.
And Bannon said, hang on a second, appeals are only on points of law. What specifically in points of law are your attorneys involved? It almost never gets appealed, overturned on an appellate level. And Mike Pillow says, there were so many things. Oh. So he can't speak.
No, he can't.
There was so many things they didn't let in that I wanted to bring in that my lawyers wanted to bring in. So I think that might be some of the things, because every time that happened, I'd go into kind of a panic. And they're going, Mike, this is all, if they do this and it comes out, this is all part of the appeals process.
No, I don't think he understands the appeals process.
No. I mean, when my mom won her lawsuit against the Inquirer, the award was dwindled down,
right?
But she still won the lawsuit,
right?
And she sued for $10 million. She got, I think the jury awarded her two, and then it went down to $200,000 eventually. She donated all that money, by the way.
Y'all could understand that statement that he said. I feel like I'm having a stroke trying to piece it together.
He's been around Donald too long, I think.
It sounds like the
he was saying his lawyer didn't want him to introduce evidence that Lindell wanted to introduce, and so that's the legal argument.
Right.
But that's not really a reason to go to appeal.
Well, I mean,
if your lawyer...
The lawyers basically wanted to bring in stuff, and I guess the judge shut it down, because that's what judges will do. You can't bring in certain things based on, you know, whatever they're trying to bring in. If it's irrelevant, basically. If something's irrelevant, it can't be brought into trial. Mm-hmm. So perhaps there were things they wanted to bring into the trial that they were not allowed to, that they can appeal on to another an appellate judge, saying, hey, we should have been able to bring this in, and had we brought it in, perhaps the judgment would be different. That's appealable, but I don't think it's going to be overturned. He did not win.
No.
Mm-hmm. Mike Pillow, I just love that Hal Sparks calls him that, because I'm a dork. All right, it's 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of The Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by my telephone that is not a Trump mobile phone. It is Credo.
Credo!
This year we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down the Pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month, Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, and the Transgender Law Center. Our members vote on who gets the money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com. Once again, that's credomobile.com, and use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. That's credomobile.com.
Next good music. This is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, my new favorite product is Native Path Collagen, so that means my new favorite doctor is Dr. Chad from Native Path. Hi, Doc. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. So good to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm a true fan of this product, I got to tell you, because I used to have to take, like, separate things for everything, like hair, nails, digestion. I've had, like, acid reflux and all that. Talk a little bit about how this one product and the way it's delivered is so important.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is collagen. You know, it's a protein. It's the most abundant protein in the body, and it's what makes up all those things you just listed, like your skin, your hair, your nails, even your teeth, your bones. All of it is made up of collagen, right? And I used to get really interested in collagen, you know, 15 years ago as a physical therapist working with people in pain, pre-surgery, post-surgery, and I started using collagen or recommending collagen to my patients and started to notice they had much better results.
So it's great. It's flavorless. That doesn't clump. I put it in my coffee every morning, but you can put it in your smoothie. I use the collagen PM at night in my tea that has chamomile in it. Yeah, just talk to us about, because your point is, I think after age 50, we lose almost 50% of our collagen naturally.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, we do produce it on our own, but that decline of natural production of collagen inside of us starts to decline even around the age of 20. But around the age of 50, it really starts to accelerate.
And just two scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. As we were saying, it's the consistency is the key. There's, you know, I've used other products where you have that clumping, and it's this is absolutely completely flavorless, like you say, tasteless. It just goes right in there. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. There's great bundle deals at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping. It really is a great deal for a great product.
My final pitch is try it for 8 weeks. If you try it for 8 weeks and you stay consistent, like what you're talking about here, then you notice it.
From GetNativePath, thanks so much. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Yes. Thanks, Doc.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin, chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Stephanie Miller.
Fight the power!
It is 23 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. It is Man Meat Wednesday.
Yeah, it is.
We have Bob Cheska.
Yes.
We have Bob Cheska coming up, and Malcolm Nance and Carlos Alazraki.
Yep.
Oh, Iran. Bill in New Jersey. Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that they haven't talked about much. Iran has the strategy where it can close off the Straits of Hormuz and stop all the oil from flowing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's not that hard to do. All they have to do is take out a couple of those giant ships. Like, remember they blocked the Suez Canal for mm-hmm. about a week or two yeah. because yeah. one of those ships turned sideways?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Not a problem. And that's what happened in the 70s. Also, people have to remember some guy named Bush named Iran one of the axis of evil,
right.
three countries, North Korea, Iraq, and Iran. And as soon as that happened, they all decided, you know, the United States doesn't bomb any countries that have the atomic bomb. So North Korea went after it, and Iran has been trying to do it, and you know what happened to Iraq.
Right.
So that's their main reason. You know, this whole thing, you could, you know, put the blame of Republicans again. But a 30,000-pound bomb, I had heard it would take months to get it over there because they have to use B-52, and it's which carries a payload of 70,000 pounds, and it's not that easy. And even though it's a conventional bomb, it's still complicated.
Right.
They have, you know, 1,000 detonators that have to go off at, like, 1,000th of a second at the same time. So it's not, you know, it's not something that's that easy. And Israel should have counted on the U.S. having this bomb in place to begin with. This is what they were going to do. But that was the argument with Trump, I guess, you know, trying to hold back since he's supposed to be the war ender.
Yeah, know? Yeah. He's definitely not the war ender that
that he
professed
campaigned on
to
yeah.
being. Because Ukraine is still being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was supposed to be over, what, January 21st? That war?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Day one.
Day one. Like by noon, January 21st, it should have been over because he was sworn in on January 20th at noon.
Mm-hmm.
So should have been over by then.
Yeah. You broke another promise.
He's a liar. I wish his pants would actually catch on fire. Speaking of Donald, Letnick can't stop pitching Trump's $5 million golden
Howard
Visa card.
Letnick.
I don't like him. What did somebody call him?
Nutlick,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's our commerce secretary, for those of you that don't know. Okay. He admitted to the Financial Times that he's been selling the card to foreign dignitaries uh-huh. and business leaders from Riyadh to Palo
yep.
Alto,
yep.
promising legal residency for $5 million.
Yep.
And 70,000 have already been joined the waiting list for this.
Basically doing a timeshare presentation to everybody he meets.
Yeah.
Every foreign dignitary.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing.
It is. Well, the whole thing is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Whenever I meet with an international executive, I always go through it with them and sell it to them. I can't help myself.
That's gross.
He's just as gross as Donald is. This is even better. The card will be made of gold. No, it won't.
Mm.
It'll be looking like it's made of gold. I mean, aren't they just selling access? Do they
Gold is if you don't alloy it with anything, it's a very soft material.
It's incredibly soft.
So it's not a good material to make a credit card out of.
No. And he goes, it'll be made of gold and it will be beautiful. And he added that Donald appreciates these kinds of things. He cares about how it looks. He cares about how it looks. No, he cares about the money. And
people who are smart with their money care about the interest rate, the perks, they don't care about how it looks.
No.
It sits in your wallet.
Exactly. And so I assume that the $5 million goes to our treasury? Or does it go into Donald's pocket at this point? Do we even know? Because he's claiming if we sell 200,000 of them, we'll bring in $1 trillion. To us?
To him. It's his business venture.
Yeah, I mean, to grant citizenship is a legal thing, and that's what they're buying is their right to be here on a visa, because that's technically what it is. It's the grand plan would replace the EB-5 visa, which is an immigrant investor program, which you have to buy into, but it doesn't cost as much. He says it'll roll out as early as the summer, but critical decisions do remain, from tax treatment to what countries these people are from, because how many countries now are banned coming in?
Yeah.
How many people?
11
from how many?
Billion.
Yeah, I mean, brown people. I mean, he's talking to people from Riyadh. Are you sure they're allowed to come in? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it's in Saudi Arabia, but yeah, he. It was conceived by Trump mega donor John Paulson. So this is just a scam, as yep. per usual. And just, hey, rich people, you can always get a visa to live here and work here and do whatever you need here. But the average person can't.
What happened to give me your cold? Give me your poor.
That's
give
been
me
erased.
Your tired.
That's been erased at the bottom of her feet, apparently. It is 29 minutes after the hour. Bob Seska next.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum found Wisconsin gets less funding per person from the federal government than most states. The report, based on 2022 federal tax data, found that Wisconsin ranked 41st in the nation for the amount of federal funding received per person who lives here. In total, Wisconsin got an average of a little less than $15,000 of federal money per person. While we rank toward the bottom of that list, experts are still warning that further federal budget cuts could have a significant impact on Wisconsinites. Meanwhile, a new study shows just how much money you need to live comfortably here in the Badger State. Now, it's important we define what living comfortably means. According to Smart Asset, who did this analysis, that includes paying your bills, having adequate housing, being able to afford hobbies, the occasional vacation, and a rare emergency. Plus, there's a formula they use from MIT, but we're not going to get into that part. Here in Wisconsin, to make that happen, as a single person, you need to make about $87,000. That means Wisconsin is actually one of the cheaper states, coming in at the 37th most expensive. For a family of four, it's about $225,000. That's more middle of the road nationwide. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin woman is a little richer thanks to The Price is Right. Here's Lisa Hale.
The owner of DeBaker Acres, a strawberry farm in Sturgeon Bay, appeared on The Price is Right game show Monday and walked away a winner. Leslie DeBaker played the any number game, allowing her to win a hammock, a small amount of money, or a new car. She guessed the price of the vehicle and won a brand new SUV. The only problem, Price is Right doesn't deliver cars to Sturgeon Bay. So she took the cash value instead and paid off the car she bought a week earlier.
The Price is Right Live is touring the country again this fall, but they're not coming to Wisconsin. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for today with a few showers and thunderstorms around and a high in the mid-70s. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, then some clearing late, a low close to 60. Partly sunny, warmer, little muggy on Thursday, highs mid-80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the writer and producer from Bridge to Terabithia, David Patterson. Then we discuss men's mental health with DeLorean Walls from Brothers to Brothers. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
to the ground. First on my knees, and then flat on my chest. And as I was handcuffed and marched down a hallway, repeatedly asking, why am I being detained? Not once did they tell me why. I pray you never have a moment like this.
It is 34 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in, and look who we have here.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why? Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from
Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Good morning. Long time no see.
Yes, Jody. It's, what is this, your eighth or ninth show today?
Something like that. I'm going to see you again later in about 7 hours.
Yeah. You did four podcasts during that commercial break. I was sitting here marveling. I couldn't believe. You're the Michael Caine of podcasting and radio.
Yes, you're everywhere. Yes, I do.
Or Ryan Seacrest, I guess, for the kids now.
There we go, for the kids now. I do it based on location, like Michael Caine used to do for movies. Oh, Jaws 4, sure. Where's it being shot? Bahamas? Yeah, I'm in. You know, never
been. See, there's a reason. There's a reason for this, because you're damn good at it.
Aw, so sweet.
That's why you're on so many shows. You're in demand. That's a good thing, especially now with the terrible state of entertainment these days. Yes.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, Comptroller Brad Lander was also arrested yesterday. Yep. He's since been released, and I don't think they're going to charge him with anything, but that could change because of Donald.
Right.
But, I mean, he was escorting somebody to court, and I don't see what – this is just – it's bothering me that people like him and Alex Padilla and others are just being rounded up for no good reason. All he asked for was their warrant to arrest this person.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm not excusing the ICE agents in no way, shape, or form, but imagine having Stephen Miller – peering over your shoulder and screaming into your ear. I mean, we've all seen him on Fox News and other interview shows. And can you just imagine being on the receiving end of Stephen Miller screaming, more, 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 sort of like Kylo Ren and Last Jedi, just screaming that and trying to motivate they want 3,000 arrests a day?
Uh-huh.
And so there's an enormous amount of pressure for ICE agents who are already, in many cases, way over the top with their tactics to do that even more, to amplify that presence even more. And then there's a level of intimidation that I think that they're trying to implement here, where, you know, when they start arresting people, when they start arresting mostly Democratic officials, entirely Democratic officials. Yeah, yeah, to send a signal to other Democratic officials, say, if you get in our way in any way, we're going to arrest you and make an example of you. And that's part of the plan. The part of the plan is to frighten people into compliance. That's right out of the authoritarian playbook.
Yeah, I mean, it's the fact that Alex Padilla, as you could hear in his voice, he was upset.
And people are
making fun of him being upset. Jesse Waters was making fun of him for being upset.
God.
And it's like, you go get arrested, Jesse Waters, and see how you feel about it. I mean...
Right. Somebody tells me Jesse Waters would just crumble under pressure and start.
I think there would be a wet spot
in
his
position,
pants,
sucking his thumb. Yeah.
He's just
completely melting in that situation. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, this is the state that we find ourselves in with a fascist authoritarian regime who just has no regard whatsoever for the rule of law or decency or any sort of effective techniques to. I mean, because we've seen past presidents, past Democratic presidents, to be specific, who have actually deported more people, but using the rule of law, using standard tactics to do that.
Right.
So there's another layer to this. And as I said, it's about scaring people. I think it's partially to scare anyone who would oppose them, but it's also to motivate anyone who might be here illegally to self-deport.
Right.
And it's not even people who are here illegally. I think this is more of a, I think we're in the realm of ethnic cleansing now. I think the demand is, if you have brown skin, if you're from someplace else, maybe a couple of hops, couple of ancestors down the road, you should leave because we want to turn, we want to make America great again, which means we want to make America white again.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, the elephant in the room in the immigration policy.
Wasn't there, I read somewhere there was a Native American that was pulled over. She was driving.
Oh, yes.
And she's like, I'm from here. You're not.
Right. Yes. You should deport yourself.
You should go away. And they finally walked away, but she was right. And they only pulled her over because she had darker skin.
Right.
That's it. They didn't give her a ticket problem or anything like that. They were just trying to get her. And she's like, I'm a Native American, dudes. I'm from here.
Oh, yeah. And that's all racial profiling.
Yeah.
And that's something that has managed to fall through the cracks because it's become the tactics of ICE and the Trump administration are so over the top that something like racial profiling has become way down the list somehow of problems with the way the government operates and the way law enforcement operates specifically. And so this is another example where ICE agents see someone who has darker skin than they do.
Right.
So, that might be a migrant who's here that we need to get out. Otherwise, Stephen Miller is going to scream at us. So we're going to see more and more of this as time goes on.
It's I have words that I'm not allowed to say.
I agree.
Only on your show can I say them.
right.
So you mentioned this on your show yesterday about people when you say something about the next election.
Oh,
that
yes.
They're coming in on commenting, oh, Bob, we're not going to have another election. And expand upon what you're saying. And you're basically muting those people now. And deleting their comments if you can.
Well, I think we've all experienced that to some level. Every time I mention the upcoming midterms next year or the presidential election in 2028, the inauguration in 29, instead of, and this is always a problem that everyone has with social media and comments and replies, is that instead of addressing the point of the idea I was trying to present, what I tend to get and what I think many of us tend to get in the replies is, oh, Bob, we're not going to have any more elections. So naive.
Yeah.
Democracy is over. Give it up. And I'm like, are we really going to do the job of the fascists for them?
Right.
Are we really going to help authoritarians along by just acquiescing on the future of democracy? And if we are, what are we even doing as far as online activism or any sort of activism, any sort of participation in the political debate? If democracy is in fact over, as my replies tell me every day, what's the point in addressing any of this stuff? So it's a level of defeatism that is doing the job of the authoritarians for them. If we've just given up, what's the point? So I think we need to be careful about normalizing the idea that there won't be any more elections, because yes, democracy is in danger. That's
absolutely
the case. I mean, we have to keep a close eye and remain vigilant in terms of this government doing anything. And it's not just the federal government, it's state governments, red state governments, pushing back on voting rights and eliminating voting rights for many, many people. I mean, it's well documented now, whether it's voter ID or voter suppression, purging voter rolls, things like that. But at the same time, we can't declare democracy dead until it's actually dead. And I don't think that that's going to happen. I'm feeling relatively positive that we will have future elections. And we'll have special elections between those, every 2 years, federal elections. And that's how it's going to go until it doesn't anymore. And obviously, when we see Donald Trump take actions that will stop elections from happening, we can start to move in that direction. But for now, it's just not going on. It's not happening that way because we have federalism in this country. States run the elections. Donald Trump has very little power in terms of superseding state-run elections. And in fact, it's so decentralized down to even individual precincts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very challenging for a president to deal with elections with one fell swoop. And people say, well, what about martial law, Bob? Well, I really don't think Donald Trump will declare martial law. And I hope I'm correct on that, because one of the things that'll happen as soon as Donald Trump were to declare martial law, is the Dow would drop by 50%, the economy would go into a massive meltdown, and that would more or less be the end of the Donald Trump presidency. He would lose whatever power that he had left. I mean, it would make COVID-19, the shutdowns and the economic recession that happened then and the Great Recession from 2008-2009 look like a cakewalk if he were to do something like that.
Yeah, so, I think that's the only thing that would factors, keep him from
doing that.
We should
keep an eye on and not, you know, not bury democracy before it's gone.
Right. No, and you also, you retweeted or posted, it was on Blueski.
Yes.
The American Bar Association has sued the Trump administration on behalf of its members to put an end to his law firm's, to Donald's law firm intimidation project, calling the efforts unprecedented and uniquely dangerous to the rule of law. I like that.
Yeah. Anytime someone's pushing back and suing Donald Trump, that's certainly a positive thing. And it's kind of fascinating where I'm almost looking at some of these lawsuits as being an honorary fourth branch of government, a fourth way to offer checks and balances when we have very few resources along those lines to keep the administration in check, because obviously the Republicans control the White House and Congress and the Supreme Court, more or less. And so this is a positive move. And I don't think that some of these law firms that have acquiesced to Donald Trump will be seen as being on the right side of history out of this. I think coming out of this dark ride of the second Trump term, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to regret lining up with him over the past several months. I think we're coming out of that phase where people are just preemptively bowing before Donald Trump and acquiescing to whatever he wants. And the ones that we have seen do that, history will frown upon them, and that's putting it mildly.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've those few law firms that have bent the knee to him have lost clients, major clients. Like McDonald's left one firm, and I mean, that's a huge client.
Yeah. I mean, just the lack of foresight to understand, to think that somehow because Donald Trump didn't lose the popular vote this past time around, that somehow he's going to be more popular, or I don't know what. It was just, it was almost as though Donald Trump didn't serve a first term. Like the amnesia that we suffer from as a people, forgetting what happened just a few years earlier, it permeates not just American voters, but certainly law firms and corporations and CEOs and so on, not realizing that, you know what, second Donald Trump term is going to be just as much of a disaster, if not more so, than the first term. And you should probably handle yourselves with that in mind. But they didn't. They haven't.
No, they haven't. I mean, you wrote, if we make it through the next 1,316 days, I hope enough American voters begin to prioritize sanity, competence, expertise, and decorum in our political leadership.
Oh, yes.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
I want a boring president again.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And the key to that, I think, as we watch Israel and Iran bombing the hell out of each other and the possibility, I mean, the idea of World War III is writ large right now.
It is.
And what we need in the White House, and this is really emphasized right now, is we need people, we need political leadership that at the very least are sane and mentally stable and competent and are experts on policy and can speak fluently. And just watching the G7 this past weekend and seeing the other G7 leaders carrying themselves, comporting themselves with decorum and congeniality and acting like leaders, acting like embracing leadership. And then there's clown Donald Trump kerplunking into the room and with all of the Donald Trump ridiculousness. Such a phenomenal embarrassment on top of the fact that I have no confidence, and I don't think anyone should have any confidence in his ability to be able to handle things like India and Pakistan or Iran and Israel.
Of course not.
Even down to simple domestic affairs. Just these are things that we need to prioritize as voters moving forward. Otherwise, we're just going to get more and more Donald Trumps in the future.
Don't say that.
I know. But it's up to us. It's, you know, it's the George Carlin thing. You know, a selfish, ignorant population gives us selfish, ignorant politicians. Garbage in, garbage out. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's a problem that can be solved just with people figuring this out.
And I think with the turnout over the weekend with the No Kings rallies, I got one of my shirts on. I think that does show that we're at a tipping point finally again with Donald, that people that didn't vote might actually vote again.
Well, that's I think one of the most wonderful things about the No Kings protests was illustrating, I think, to Donald Trump and to the MAGA movement that we're not afraid. And some of the concerns that we had coming out of the election, oh my God, is he going to start arresting us? What's going to happen?
Right.
That's, I think, faded into the background, and people are standing up and speaking out and putting their face to these protests. And this is an extraordinarily positive turn of events, I think, in this second Donald Trump term. So I was so glad to see that. And it seems like we're now ready to push back in a big way. And that's always positive.
Now I feel better. Okay. I wanted to end happy. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you so
that's
much, Bob.
Job.
I'll see you in about 7 hours.
Yeah, see you later, Jody. Bye-bye.
Bye. It is 50 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Furf.
Furf.
It's summer. Campfires, late-night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, and even your doctor's office.
Ew.
It's gross. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. In Texas, it's pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. Mm-hmm. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978, in courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text the first name Stephanie to 511-511 and become a member today. Join us and go to ffrf.us/freedom or text Stephanie to 511-511 now. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs. Text fees may apply.
Inconceivable!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I was always tired, with weekly bouts of indigestion. A friend asked me, when was the last time you did a detox? Never, I said, so she recommended Active Liver.
Our liver works hard every day to remove toxins from processed foods and unclean air and water. But too many toxins can overwhelm the liver, causing it to actually store toxins in our body fat. Low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation are all telltale signs that we need to act. Water or juice fasts can help, but often require days or weeks of feeling tired and sick. Thankfully, there's an easier way. Active Liver from New Nordic is a natural supplement that helps your liver effectively eliminate toxins on a daily basis, leaving you feeling better with more energy and less bloating.
Within a week of taking Active Liver, I was feeling better, and now I have more energy than I've had in years.
Available in both tablet or delicious gummies, you can find Active Liver online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com or in stores at your local CVS or Meijer grocery.
Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy. It feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours, too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur, great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see, business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait, run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
It is 55 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Okay.
If you're over 50 like I am, and my shoulder is sure telling me that today, and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, which is a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping both men and women. It significantly strengthens bones and reduces joint pain, visibly reduces wrinkles and sagging skin, boosts hair fullness and reverses nail damage, improves cellulite appearance, okay. And you can feel real results in as little as 14 days. And right now, as a Stephanie Miller listener, you can claim up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. With over 5 million jars sold and over 8,000 five-star reviews and a 365-day money-back guarantee, this is your moment to take control of aging before symptoms get worse. Go to GetNativePath.com/Stephanie now. Supplies are limited and demand is surging, which is awesome sauce. Seth, the homo of hope, hello.
Hey, Seth.
Hello, Jody on the showmo, solo homo in the house, and Bella with a Z. I have a couple of suggestions that will help. Well, first, Jesse Waters, so cold, he should be ice. but here are some things that I think that will help. Stephen Miller, he needs to get Laura Luma lips. That will definitely make things better.
Yeah.
Yes. The next parade, assless chaps, G-strings, and drag queens. Uh-huh. That'll make that better. and yesterday, with Justin, you were talking about old TV shows mm-hmm. and on Politics Bar. Mm-hmm. So, 4-year show, I'm watching Dark Shadows.
Ooh.
It's the only thing to get everybody through this. And it's 4 years, so it'll get you through the entire mm-hmm. administration. And then I want to make a suggestion to everybody.
Uh-huh.
Look up YouTube. The song is called What Did You Do to Your Face by Susan Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R. And that's like the theme song for every Trump Barbie.
Yep.
It is.
Exactly.
It is. Thank you, Seth.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow, along with Trigby Olson, senior advisor at Lincoln Project, will be here to discuss the state happenings, national happenings, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Sources tell ABC News President Trump is considering recommendations from his national security team, including giving Israel American military assets for its war with Iran, a risky move not just militarily.
Deepening America's involvement could also be politically risky. The president pledged to stop all wars. Even some Republicans are cautious, and Democrats pushing for the U.S. to step back.
People suing Purdue Pharma are waiting to hear from a judge today about the settlement. ABC's Jim Ryan.
Every U.S. attorney general has signed off, and now a bankruptcy judge will decide the next step in the $7 billion settlement against Purdue Pharma and its owners, the Sackler family. Purdue's opioids are blamed for thousands of overdoses in the past 30 years. The judge is expected to give the plaintiffs until September 30th to vote on whether to accept or reject the offer.
Dead at 55, Food Network star Ann Burrell found unresponsive in her New York City home. This is ABC News.